Welcome back to the Tokyo Tyler Podcast. My name is Tokyo Tyler, and today's episode is all about Watamote. Yes, today is a review slash memory lane visit on a show that is, was pretty popular and still kind of is, you could say. If you don't know, Watamote is basically the story of a girl who is so socially awkward that literally everything in her life besides playing video games in her room is like the toughest challenge of all time. Now, I know a lot of people, especially in this community, that kind of have this ordeal, or it's just kind of a thing they, you know, they take life on with, or whatever, however you want to say it. But Watamote, or Tomoko, is takes this idea to the extreme, for sure. And that's where a lot of the comedy comes from. And that's where a lot of the deep and kind of personal sad moments of the show come from, too. Because, honestly, from my standpoint, I feel bad for her. And I want to be her friend, you know? Whenever I see her like that, I just want to be like, hey, yo! I don't know. I just want to be like, hey, be happy, or something like that. I don't know, but that's the feeling I get when I watch this show, and it's a show that initially intrigued me, because I liked the kind of art style of it. I thought it was an interesting kind of take on the whole social awkwardness, because no matter how confident you are, or what kind of person you are, we've all have been in those situations where it has been kind of socially awkward at times, or maybe there's an eerie silence, or whatever. I've said a lot of ever words today. However, whatever, could ever, should ever. Yes, so I think we all can relate to Tomoko in a way that, you know, especially in this community. And I mean, that's not a knock on it, because it just makes us even more special, I believe. And honestly, I just got this thought. It's kind of cool, or it is cool, that we, excuse me that I'm kind of, pausing here. I'm just, kind of thinking about this more as I go along. The more I think about it is, the more I feel about it. Don't think, feel. Is that a lot of the social awkward people in this kind of community, kind of realm of the world, I do find that it's really beautiful whenever two people that maybe don't speak a lot to people outside of the realm, you could say, I find it beautiful when those two people really come to be great friends, because of their similar interests. And I see this a lot at conventions. I've been that person, because I've said it before and I'll say it again, and especially in the future episode, you know, as an anime fan, at the beginning, if especially because I'm alone, I don't have any siblings to watch anime with, and before, you know, I watched anime and I watched it for the first time, I didn't know anyone who watched anime. It was just me, for all I knew, you know? And of course, I was wrong, ultimately. I knew back in my mind that I was wrong, but still, it's like, oh, does anyone watch this? And it was kind of awkward at first when I would talk to people about anime, because I was not used to talking about it. And I didn't watch a whole lot of anime up to that point. Up to that point, it was like Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, and so I could only base it off those shows at the very, very, very beginning of my anime fandomness, my anime craziness, you could say. And it was awkward. It was kind of like, Dragon Ball, no, okay. But now, I've seen so many shows, I've talked to so many people, I've gone to so many anime conventions that I can, well, take this with a grain of salt, I could probably talk to just about anybody and still feel like we're connecting on some level. I don't know. I know a lot of people have different beliefs and opinions and interests, and I mean, that's what makes us so awesome as people, honestly. You know, there's a huge acceptance in this community, and that's a lot of the reason why I love this kind of fandom, you could say. And like I've kind of shared it to my family in some regards or some friends, and they'd be like, wow, I mean, that's awesome that it's such a supportive world that even though, excuse me, you might be, normally just the weirdest dude of all time, but when you go to an anime convention per se, and not to make this like an acceptance episode, but I bet you'll find another person who likes the exact same thing, if not the exact same, then something close to it there as well. I guarantee you just gotta find that person. And it can be hard sometimes. It can be. But Watamote is a hilarious take on the kind of social awkwardness and the kind of shut in, the I think it's called Hikamori. It's been a while since I've researched that word, but I think it's called Hikamori, where it's kind of shut in, don't talk to very many people. And, you just empathize with Tomoko so much, and you just want her to be happy. And it's, like, frustrating whenever she, like, ruins things that are, like, such a great opportunity for her. And it's like, ah, so close. You could have had it. Face palm, palm face, palm to the face to the palm. And my word, the opening song, the opening theme to Watamote sets the tone completely. I will definitely go out in the future episodes and say how music and more so the openings and closings of, or the opening ending themes of the anime can really, really help the show as a whole. Even if the show's not too good, you can have an epic opening and not have a too epic show. There's a lot of them out there. But Watamote is a anime that not only has great comedy, a really interesting fun question. Tomoko's pretty fun, honestly. No. Frustrating. She can be frustrating sometimes, in an adorable way, of course. Now, just on a side story, it was last year at I go to high school, and it was last year, and they had the Watamote manga, because the libraries are pretty cool. I would recommend going to one. You can find some pretty cool manga sometimes there. And at my school, they had the Watamote. They had the manga. They had the manga there. It's like, oh, I'm gonna get it. And I get it. And my little otaku mind says, well, you don't need to return it. Now, my mind never said that, but that's the only reason why it was overdue, and I almost had to pay $20 for something that only cost 10 regularly. And long story short, I did not pay that 20. And they're like, oh, no, it's fine. We just do that as a warning thing to get people turning in. Well, like, it got me to turn it in. Well, we come to this year, and I'm at the local anime store in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It's a pretty neat store. I have to travel a little bit, but it's okay. Love it there. Go over there. Just about maybe one, two, three, four, 30 times a month. That's not too much. Long story short, I said that. It wrap it up. I got the manga for $3, so I'm happy. I have the Watamote manga in my room. I'm gonna end the podcast and go read it once more. My name is Tokyo Tyler. You can follow me on Instagram at Tokyo_Tyler. Loads of new content coming on the Instagram, so please, pretty please, go on the Instagrams and check that stuff out. And of course, go on my YouTube channel, Tokyo Tyler, and like, comment, and all that jazz. Subscribe, block, copyright. No, don't, please. That's one of my old jokes. I'm sorry for telling old jokes, my one old joke. Thank you so much for listening to, I believe, episode 45. If not, whatever episode you're listening to, that's the one you're listening to. My final word on Watamote is furious. No, adorable. Adorably furious. Sayonara.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.